Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. We have a good one for you tonight, is what I told myself in the mirror while I was crying 10 minutes ago before I have to go on air. I'm very nervous. Very nervous. Job's hard. There is a new phone number, if you have not heard, so if you want to be a part of the program, and why wouldn't you? It's super fun. There is a new phone number to reach us. I will give it to you. I will say it a lot. I will oversay it throughout the night. You will say, next time I will write it down. I missed it that time. Next time he says it, I will write it down. There will never be a next time. You will keep forgetting, but I will keep pressing on. It is 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Again, that's 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I do it as a public service, and also that is how you reach us, and you probably should know that. I'm going to be giving out the phone number this week more than a telethon does, okay? I have no tote bags or nothing like that, but although that would be a decent idea at some point. But that is the phone number again, 888-710-4ISN. It is March. It's actually spring tomorrow, I think, is the first day of spring. I don't know. I don't know how weather is where you are. I'm in Wisconsin. Here's how it worked. What do we have? Sunday morning, I woke up. There was snow everywhere. I actually started up the snowblower. And then by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, everything had melted, like everything. Cement, grass. It had all melted. Then it was about 60 degrees on Monday. And now we're down to low 30s. And it rained all day, like pouring rain all day, like a summer thunderstorm rain. And I walked into a grocery store tonight. It was raining. I walked out 15 minutes later and it was snowing. And then tomorrow is the first day of spring. And then it's going to be 55 on Friday. So I don't know what the hell's going on, but that is lousy smarch weather, as it always has been. But one good thing about this time of the year is, for the most part, we want to be indoors anyway and have a TV in our face, maybe multiple TVs, and be watching March Madness. Again, the NCAA tournament is underway. Two games last night, two more tonight. We have the Mount St. Mary Mountaineers beating American 83-72. So Mount St. Mary is going to get rewarded by having to play Duke. The other game right now is some of those last teams in, and that is Xavier and Texas. These are two teams that were 11 seeds, as was the case last night with San Diego State and North Carolina. The winner of Texas and Xavier is going to play Illinois. I think that's a winnable game for whoever wins. Right now, Texas is up. They are up in the first half, 41-30. But I think Illinois is a winnable game. I've been filling out a ton of brackets. I've been filling out, like, try to lose every game brackets. Like I said, I had my kid fill out a bracket, and he took all one seeds, except the Wisconsin Badgers are winning that one. I got a lot of Florida. A little bit of Duke. I couldn't convince myself to go Houston. I might have one Auburn floating out there. But I do think we're in for a chalky year. maybe I want to say that so that I can be more bewildered by the upsets. It does seem like a lot of times we think, oh, this is going to be a chalky year, and then one of these top seeds will go down by 3:30 tomorrow, and it'll be mayhem, and your bracket will be busted, and you'll be doing videos, and it'll be so LOL, and it's, you know, whatever. I don't mind, by the way, discussion about what you want to do with your bracket, because I think that kind of conversation is useful. If I talk about, hey, I really like this team, you can tell me, oh, I've been playing a little bit of this team. That's super fun. Once we hit noon Eastern tomorrow, don't care how you're doing, because you're probably doing how everybody's doing, bad. And then it's one random person from your office that you barely know, and they barely know anything about basketball. I don't want to gender stereotype here either. A lot of times when we're doing this anecdote, we say, it's always some lady who goes by prettiest colors. No, it's not always true. It's not always true. Sometimes it's prettiest coaches. But that's usually who wins these things. But good luck. Godspeed. Enjoy the games. However you will be enjoying them. Tomorrow we'll be enjoying the late night games as we are on the air. And first thing I get up, when I get up tomorrow, I'll turn on basketball and essentially watch basketball the entire duration of my day. And I think a lot of people will do the same. And that's why these first 2 days are so fun, is because it's really just basketball all day. Then you get to the weekends where it's like, there's three games on at night, but there's only one game on around lunchtime on those Saturday and Sundays. And I wish they could do a little bit better job of that, but we'll take what we can get. We've got a tournament underway again, Texas and Xavier, the game in action right now in Dayton. Couple of quarterback notes that I want to get to. There's some NFL rule change proposals that I want to get to. Lot of people that I have seen, I thought you were on my side with abolishing the tush push. Then you find out, the Packers want to get rid of it. Maybe my algorithm's one very specific way, but I just saw a lot of people ripping on the Packers and saying, we I'm an owner. You just couldn't, because you couldn't beat them. That's not it. It's a rugby sport. It's a rugby rule and a football sport. The Lions are trying to change things up. I hate one of their proposals. And I like one of their other ones, but I don't know if it is actually practical or could work. So NFL rule change proposals, we found out what those were. We can break those down and discuss about an hour from right now. We're also going to do power rankings tonight, NBA and NHL. We are going to go over our brackets, or at least who we like to make the final four, with a special six-pack of picks in the final hour of the show. So plenty for you tonight. Again, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4476. I am going to, if you could be like Carlos Ortiz alongside everybody, if you could stop me if I get too far, would you be able to do that? I don't know when I'll get too far, but I think I might get so lost in the sauce that I don't realize when I get too far.
Okay.
With something that I'm about to say and talk about. It is regarding Aaron Rodgers.
Can we just stop there?
but here's the thing. It is not really about Aaron Rodgers. It is about me.
Oh, so we can definitely stop there.
Yeah. So here's what happened. Reports today, the Vikings have been, I don't even know that they have been. This whole Vikings Rodgers interest makes a lot of sense to me if Aaron Rodgers is looking for one last shot at a Super Bowl, which I'm not entirely sure he is. If he continues to play football, I don't know that Super Bowl is on top of his mind. You may say, well, of course it is. It's the Super. He's won one. I think he's shown in recent years there's other things that he cares about. He's got grievances that he's trying to settle. He's got scores that he's trying to settle. Those seem to be more important than winning a Super Bowl. He also wants to continue to make money. And I think he also just wants to continue to keep playing, because I'm not sure what a post-NFL life looks like for Aaron Rodgers at this point. He's not going home to like five children and three dogs. He doesn't seem to have TV broadcast interest. I don't know what he does with his time outside of travel. I mean, we know he likes to travel. We do know he likes to travel and do drugs. He likes to travel and he likes to do drugs. I think the traveling definitely comes with the drugs. I don't know if the drugs are exclusive just to the travel. But he likes to travel and do drugs, and he likes to learn about himself, and he likes to learn about nature, and he likes to think it's beautiful when caterpillars turn into butterflies, which is still a very amazing thing and part of nature. But you're 40 years old. Anyway, the reports today were that the Vikings, who have never really said anything, it's just been different reporters reporting on stuff. We haven't gotten public statements from Rodgers or the Vikings, but it's different reporters reporting on stuff. And according to ESPN today, here's how the article is written. The Vikings are moving past their discussions with free agent quarterback Aaron Rodgers, leaving second-year player J.J. McCarthy atop the quarterback depth chart as the offseason practices approach, sources telling ESPN. Kevin Seifert with the article. The Vikings spent the better part of a week considering their options after Rodgers made clear he preferred to sign with them. The internal deliberations intensified after Sam Darnold signed with the Seattle Seahawks and free agent Daniel Jones, who the Vikings had envisioned as their veteran wingman, rejected their contract offer and instead signed with the Colts. Minnesota has been receiving interest in McCarthy. That's interesting. But has rebuffed those inquiries. So here's where we're at with the Vikings. They seem to be out on Aaron Rodgers. Okay? I think that was the best spot for Aaron Rodgers. I think it was a dark horse team for Aaron Rodgers, but the Vikings had to have had interest in him. I don't think that they, if they didn't want Sam Darnold, if they weren't going to pay the $40 million for Sam Darnold to be the veteran quarterback for one more year before they go to J.J. McCarthy, a guy they know, a guy who's got relationships, a guy who is a good teammate, I don't know why you think Aaron Rodgers is a better option. And so maybe the Vikings just wanted to consider all bases before they definitely said no, because when you see someone that's played at a four-time MVP level as recently as 4 years ago, you think to yourself, well, that's somebody that I could be interested in if we get that. I think the Vikings are trying to play out as many scenarios as they can. Out of 100 scenarios, how many times do we win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers? And if the answer is one or less, two or less, three or less, is it worth it for us to find out what happens if we acquire him and then don't? So the Vikings seem to be out, according to reports. Again, we haven't heard anything from Rodgers. All we're hearing is sourced information. All right? That's fine. Adam Schefter, my personal favorite, had a tweet this morning after that saying, nothing related to Minnesota has altered Aaron Rodgers' timeline. One source monitoring Rodgers' potential decision about the 2025 season said this morning that the free agent quarterback is still, quote, is in no rush at all, unquote. So here we are, a week after free agency started, 9 days after the legal tampering period has started, and we don't have a decision on Aaron Rodgers. And I feel like here's where I need you to stopgap me if needed. I'm taking this a little personal now. I'm beginning to take this a little personal. And I know, so I'm going to listen back to this someday, what I'm about to say, and think, why did you do that? It sounded so petty. It sounded so immature. It sounded, it was beneath you. It's actually not beneath me. It's actually right where I am. I want some flowers. I want some credit. And the longer this goes on, the more credit that I'm going to want. Interesting thing about sports media, I say it all the time. This business is filled with people trying to garner the respect and admiration from other people in the business. Even though we don't respect or admire anybody else in the business. But I am clamoring for somebody, anybody, to acknowledge that I'm right about this, was always right about this, and will continue to be right about this. And so once again, I would like to quadruple down on what the take is. Because when everybody, Schefter included, was crying last week that Aaron Rodgers, oh, it's like deciding what you want for lunch, just pick a team already. Let me play this out for you one more time. He is not in a rush. His options are no good. What are they? The Steelers? The Giants? The Browns? Unless they grab Carson Wentz, which in that case, just grab Joe Flacco again. Why would Aaron Rodgers want to rush to work right now? This is the first time he's a free agent. He's not going to rush to sign the retirement papers either. This is the first time he's a free agent. He doesn't owe anybody anything. He doesn't. Do you think at 41 years old, do you think he wants to do a mini camp? Do you think he wants to go do a press conference in March? Do you think he wants to do OTAs? He's going to sit back, enjoy being able to travel without it being a story. Maybe he wants to go to Cairo again. Maybe he wants to go to Thailand. Maybe he wants to go to Vietnam. Maybe he wants to go to Antarctica. He doesn't want to have a conflict. Last year was a big deal. Big deal that he missed a mini camp to go to Egypt. Yeah, because you should be there. So he can do what he wants away from football. Still have people like talking about him, but I don't think that's his main objective right now. I think his main objective is, I don't want to work on football this summer. I want to work out. I want to stay healthy, but I don't want to be a part of this machine I've been a part of for the last 20 years. I don't want to do that. And I think another big component is, the sooner he gets with a new team, the sooner he has to get acclimated with the playbook, the more say and time his new head coach would have over his actions and play calling. If Rodgers can swoop in August or September even, he doesn't have a lot of time to learn. You're just going to have to get the Aaron Rodgers that you see, the improvisational quarterback that has a very specific way of doing things for the last, especially 10 years, but really throughout his career. So I keep seeing this Rodgers news, and I would like to present it to you objectively. It's been a long time since I've been able to talk about Aaron Rodgers objectively, since he was the quarterback of my team, and I did think that his off-the-field stuff was no longer worth what you got from him on the field. And this is long before that little point of demarcation that everybody assumes it was. I'm talking back to 2017, 2018. Okay? So it was all before that. But the longer this goes, the more I'm going to be upset. The more like, and I, you know, you when you do something, you want admiration, you want recognition, you know, you want to be acknowledged by your peers. You're always going to want that. But I'm starting to take it personal. And I don't know what else to do. I've talked on shows. I do it on my show. I've tweeted these things. Oh, Bart, you got to do social media more. I've done it with this. Nobody cares. Have I gone too far yet?
Oh, right. I was supposed to stop you. Stop.
Is it unbecoming of me? Am I whining right now?
No, I think you're just, you're spitting facts, as the kids would say.
But I want someone to acknowledge it besides you. Sorry.
No, that's perfectly a reasonable ask. Unfortunately, I have far less followers than you. I can't really do much except retweet to like the six people that follow me.
Well, get them on it, man. I'm dying over here. So the latest on Aaron Rodgers continues to be there is no latest except maybe the Vikings are out, but I'm not sure they were ever in. And now here we stand. I mentioned the Browns, they could have interest in Carson Wentz. I want to try to figure out why. We can talk about that coming up. Again, the new phone number, brand new, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll come on back. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. Hey, if you're just joining us, Aaron Rodgers still unsigned. Vikings seem to be out, and I want more credit for calling exactly how this continues to play out. The other situations I'm not as certain on are still up in the air. So my Rodgers prediction stays the same. I think he does sign with the Steelers. And I think he does that on, what is today, the 19th? So I think he'll do that on about the 21st or 22nd of August. Is what I think. I think it's going to be a while. They've got Mason Rudolph. He can bridge them through there. That'll be great. That's what I'm thinking. With the Giants, this is so interesting because they're at pick number 3. The Browns are at 2. The Titans are at 1. All three teams you would think need a quarterback. Now, we're not talking Titans and these free agents. They're taking Cam Ward. I feel pretty good about that one, too. Titans, Cam Ward. All right, we got that checked. Steelers, Rodgers, I'll say in August. Sleeper is if they bring Russell Wilson back, which they should. But apparently they're not going to. So where does Russ go? Does he go to Cleveland, where he did have a visit, did not sign? Also had a visit with the Giants and did not sign. The thing with Russell Wilson is, and maybe we don't see a guy sign for the next couple of weeks because there's still a month before the draft. And so let's say Russell Wilson signs with the Titans. That'd be a mistake. They're going to draft a quarterback. He's probably not going to start the whole year, and thus they're not going to want to pay you starter money. So I think Russell Wilson is still looking for starter money because he sees himself as a starter. He was a starter last year. The Browns are going to be a tough spot for that since they're tied up with the Deshaun Watson contract. Now, they do have Kenny Pickett, and they could also have some interest in Carson Wentz. This was a report today that the Browns and Wentz definitely have mutual interest if they don't sign Russell Wilson. I'm not sure what Carson Wentz has left in the tank. I personally thought we'd get a better showing from him in Week 18 when he started for the Chiefs in that game where they got waxed by the Broncos. Wentz was in his way to an MVP season, got hurt. They won the Super Bowl. Thank you, Nick Foles. He continued to ride the pine there for a little bit. And then the Colts, Commanders, Rams, Chiefs. So he would be looking for his sixth new team in 6 years. This guy wasn't just like, I mean, he was a second team all pro when he got hurt. Carson Wentz was like what we think of a lot of these young quarterbacks. You know, when we're very high on CJ Stroud last year, when we're very high on Jaden Daniels now, Carson Wentz was one of those guys that we were very high on for a long, successful career, and then it has not materialized. The injury hurt, and now he's just been playing backup in most cases, or signing somewhere, starting, and then backup. He did get a full year of starts in Indianapolis. I shouldn't completely write him off. That was 3 years ago. And Washington thought they were signing him as a full-time starter till he went 2-5. Cameo appearances for the Rams and then for the Chiefs. But if you're the Browns and you have interest in Wentz, and I know that Joe Flacco wasn't super good last year with the Colts, and I'm not sure what his interest is to continue to play, I still don't know why they didn't sign him last year, the Browns. He's 40. I think they tried not to sign him on purpose because they knew that fans, if you brought Joe Flacco back after he led you to the playoffs, they lost, but he led you to the playoffs after Deshaun got hurt, you wouldn't be able to go back to Deshaun Watson. Even though I thought Jameis Winston should have gotten an opportunity, and then, you know, he wasn't really great with that either. But the Browns almost had to say no to Joe Flacco, who got them to the playoffs and got the Comeback Player of the Year award because they needed to make Deshaun Watson work. That did not work. They didn't work. And now they could be looking to Carson Wentz. Wentz, though, for what it's worth, is, I believe, a full 8 years younger than Flacco, if that matters. You know, once you're 32, you're basically 40. I'm just trying to think of my own body. That's not entirely true, but it's kind of close. I don't think I've been able to, like, run a successful lap in 10 years. I chased my kid at the park just a little bit the other day, and Daddy had to take a break very quickly. The Giants, then, it comes down to what are the teams in front of them in the draft going to do if they're not able to trade up? Which we talked a little bit late last night, how tough it is to make these trades to go up. You're essentially, yeah, we can go up one or two spots. I'm giving away a second-round pick for sure, and then I'm possibly giving another pick away for next year. Certainly in the case with the Giants, they would probably have to do that. Is it worth it to get a quarterback? They might have a little more aggression, since if they don't get Ward or Shadur, if they want Shadur or Ward, then they don't have anybody until later on in the draft. But at number three, if those two quarterbacks are gone, you take Abdul Carter, you trade Travis Hunter, you're still going to get a very solid player, and you can try to figure out the quarterback thing later. But if that's the case, I just keep coming back to the Giants. Like, what is your goal in 2025? Are you signing a quarterback because you want to win 7 or 8 games and save Joe Shane and Brian Daboll's job? Or are you trying to start anew and be competitive in 2-3 years? So still a lot of musical chairs have to be sat on. I would stop waiting on the Rodgers component if I'm any of these teams or players. I just don't think you can do that at this point. New phone number, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Mike is in Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Bart, how's it going? I have to admit, I'm a little concerned about you because you seem to have this obsessive hatred of Rodgers, and I'm wondering if it comes from you think he screwed over your Packers when really they brought in his replacement years too early, or do you just not like the fact that he speaks truth about a lot of things and he was smart enough not to get the poison shots?
Mike, why are we still doing this?
I worry about you every night. You complain about Rodgers one way
or another. I've made it specifically clear in all the times I've talked about Rodgers that it has nothing to do with the coronavirus. So stop trying to make it want to be something like that. It's not it. I don't know how many times I got to do it, Mike. But this is the final time.
I mean, listen.
It has nothing. I'm not sitting here 5 years later whining about him not signing for a week because of COVID. Okay?
I think you just proved something to yourself there with that outburst.
What did I prove, Mike?
You're not over something. There's something about this. You might want to seek counseling.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mike, I'll have you know that I do see somebody, and I talked to this somebody today, and I told her I get mad in this industry when people don't give me credit, and so I brought it up tonight. So it's not about Rodgers, Mike. Thanks for the call. It's about people that don't see how smart I am about Rodgers, and it's got nothing to do with the poison shot, Mike. Mike was fired up for that one. Mike, you are my poison shot. I'm going to go take a shot of something right now, actually. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update with Marco Belletti.
The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles with the right. Hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Hey!
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Darn rootin' tootin'. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is Wednesday, March 19th, 2025. Hump day. Bart, guess what day it is? I just said it. Hump day. And we'll start.
No, you said hump day.
Oh, look at you. He had the exact way I pronounced it, too. Let's start off here because you opened the show with Vikings / Rodgers. Well, here is Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. He says that the Vikings aren't interested in Rodgers at the moment, so we'll make it official and play this audio.
I am told the Vikings have rejected multiple trade calls involving their young quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, telling teams they are moving forward with McCarthy as their quarterback. Minnesota still interested in adding a veteran, whether through free agency or a trade, but I am told they are not pursuing Aaron Rodgers. J.J. McCarthy now enters the offseason as QB1.
I wonder what happened there with Daniel Jones. They clearly brought him in as a backup to Sam Darnold. If Sam Darnold did not stay with the Vikings, if things went a certain way, which they did, and then they decided not to retain his services. But if they offered him less than what the Colts could give him, or maybe Daniel Jones saw an opportunity, is it fair to say Daniel Jones maybe saw an opportunity to start more games over Anthony Richardson than J.J. McCarthy? I think that that might be the case, wrongly on the Colts' part, but maybe rightly in how the situation should be perceived. And by veteran, you know, who's left? Are we bringing in Jameis Winston? Are you bringing in Joe Flacco? I think if Flacco wants to keep playing, make another $2 million, mentoring J.J. McCarthy would be a great use of his time. So that would be one that makes sense to me. But again, if they did not want to invest the money for one more year of Sam Darnold, I don't see why they would do that with Aaron Rodgers. I think that the risk is way greater than the reward in terms of what you do for your culture moving forward and what you do with the quarterback moving forward. Because you're going to have to pay. Like, what is Rodgers going to sign for ultimately if he does sign? It's not going to be, it's not going to be like $55 million, but it's not going to be 13. So if you're going to franchise tag Darnold for 40, what are you hoping to get Rodgers for? 30? Like, he is going to want starting quarterback money. So I think the Vikings are doing the right thing. And we'll see now how J.J. McCarthy does as QB number one. Or all this reporting could be a smokescreen and some sort of negotiation. And Rodgers could sign tomorrow. Who knows?
Yeah, we really have
and
no
And if that's the case, I will apologize for my outburst earlier. I will apologize if that's the case.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll all wait with bated breath here. All right, let's go to a team that also currently does not have a quarterback figured out. And that's the Steelers. They let Justin Fields and Russell Wilson go test the market. Wilson remains unsigned, but Justin Fields latched on with the Jets for a two-year deal. So they still need somebody, whether it's through trade, free agency, or even the draft. Well, Jalen Milroe, one of the prospective quarterbacks that are coming into the league, entering this draft, he says he'd love to play for Pittsburgh.
I just saw it was a great opportunity to build with the Steelers and have that opportunity. You know, I remember watching the AFC North in the battles that they have growing up. So now to have the opportunity to be around Coach Tomlin, I don't take it lightly at all. And so if the opportunity presents itself for me to be his quarterback, I'll take full advantage of it.
The Steelers would have to make that selection in the third round. I believe their second round pick was traded to Seattle. So they'd have to make that in the third round. And they could. Some mock drafts have where the Steelers are at 83. They've got a few quarterbacks going in that range, whether it's Quinn Ewers, who could be there, or even Jalen Milroe. I think we might be in for a surprise where we get the two quarterbacks on day one. I don't know that a Jackson Dart sneaks in. Maybe somebody trades up and tries to get him at 31 or 32 so they can have a rookie quarterback on a fifth-year option. That could always be in play. But otherwise, I think you're going to see any of these other quarterbacks go round two rather than round three. So if that was the case, the Steelers would miss out. If that goes to my really, I don't want to say uneducated prediction, but I'm not basing it off of anything other than vibes at this point.
I don't know why you saying vibes is funny to me.
It didn't feel good. It doesn't feel natural.
It doesn't, but natural is exactly where I was about to say. I'm like, that's not us. Like, we're, what, a year and change apart? Like, if that. Vibes is not in our vocabulary, nor it should ever be. Sorry, well, let's change the vibe of this conversation. Let's go over to the NBA, the association, as some people would call it. Your Bucks did not fare well against the Warriors last night. A little improbable win because the Warriors won 104-93, but Steph Curry was not playing in the game, which is why it was a little bit improbable. Steve Kerr, he said he wanted to give Steph Curry an emotional timeout.
More of a mental and emotional fatigue than physical. He's fine physically. His back was fine last night. He put up a fight last night when I told him I wanted to give him the night off, but he understood. You guys know Steph. When he's emotionally tired, it affects his decision-making. And so he's been turning it over last couple games. He's a little out of sorts.
I think that's fine. By the way, I think it's fine to give guys nights off for rest, whether it's physical or mental. It is a long season. You have to look at the ultimate goal. I know that we all get mad when guys don't play 82 games, you know, like they used to. But I think we are like just in a different space where we realize maybe we didn't have to do that. And you got to balance, like, what is more important? Is it that these guys play every night, even if they're not 100%? Or that when you do see them, they are playing at their full capacity? And also, they have bigger goals in mind than just beating the Bucks on a Tuesday night, which they ended up doing by 11 points anyway. So it all worked out. Warriors got the game at home on Thursday and then embark on a 6-game road trip. They will be gone from the 21st of March, and they will return in the wee hours of the 4th of April, in which they will have a game that night as well. So a little bit of a roadie for the Warriors coming up.
All right, and I guess a rhetorical question for you, because I'm going to ask, what's wrong with your Bucks?
But that sentence cannot work.
Well, fix it for me when I give you the clip or in the break here. Here's Kyle Kuzma. He talked about getting the offense back on track.
Just have to do a better job of just growing and learning together, because it's, you know, every team's going to guard us this way. And, we need to just continue to find ways to put the ball in the hoop.
So the Bucks, according to Chris Haynes, had a meeting after this game on Tuesday night as well. The report was that after the game, specifically Damian Lillard and Giannis talked to Doc Rivers. The report was that the meeting was a good meeting. But I wonder if that needs to be a report. I think that sometimes we see these meetings happen in sports and we're all like, oh boy, they had to have a meeting. Don't we all have meetings? Isn't that a part of it? Don't you get together and talk about how things are going, what things are working, what things you can do to make things better? Isn't the phrase best practices? Have you ever been at a job with that phrase?
Oh, yeah.
Best practices?
Hate those jobs.
Oh, I hate that phrase.
It's so stupid.
How about just like things that work good? We're going to come up with best practices for the best practices. Oh, no, I don't like it. But I don't know. The Bucks are an interesting case because ultimately I think they are good enough to win, but they just won't. So,
well, you could beat the Bulls and be in purgatory. All right, let's sneak one last one in here because Indiana has got a new head coach. Darren DeVries is going to be one and done in West Virginia, and he says that Indiana has the resources to become a top program again.
There are resources available here are some of the best in the entire country. We have a fan base that is passionate about the Hoosiers and provides a tremendous home court advantage. Everything is in place here for us to have the opportunity to win and to win at a high level. Now our job is to make that happen.
So would he not be the coach if West Virginia made the tournament? Would he just be the coach a little bit later? All this hoopla about West Virginia, now he's right over to Indiana, as the carousel always turns with these college coaches. We'll be back with more. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.